You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner, even though I think a lot of schools are canceled today. And want to give a special, special shout out to all my people that are on their way to work today. Make sure you are safe out there. Now, personally, my drive, and we'll finish the shout outs here in a second, but I want to make sure I say this. For me personally, my drive to Midtown today, 10-minute drive, it was easy. It was just raining a little bit, and obviously there were some spots, just like two, I think, that were had some substantial standing water at those particular spots. But other than that, it was an easy drive for me. It just rained a little bit, and I hope you have an easy drive as well. But I know there are different spots in Georgia, not just here in the heart of Atlanta, in the heart of Midtown. I know there are some spots in Georgia that are affected more than others. So if you are on the way to work, please be safe. If you are in one of those areas that are getting hit a little bit harder when we talk about the state of Georgia than ever. And if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you're in Florida or you're in one of those other spots that were heavily affected by the effects of Hurricane Helene, my thoughts and prayers will go out to you, and please be safe out there as well. But shout out to everybody who's on the way to work this morning, even in some bad weather. Also, shout out to all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Oh, and my front and rear loan truck drivers and my hospitality workers out there as well, too. Can't forget about y'all. Okay. It is a Falcons Friday, first and foremost, and we got to talk about this Falcons game. It's a big, big weekend in the city of Atlanta, point blank period, when it comes to sports. We obviously have Falcons Aints happening right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You can listen to it, of course, right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, right here in the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just to give you a quick rundown of the programming that's going to be on Sunday, we will start with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. John Fricke, Joe Patrick, I believe Harper LaBelle will be out there as well. And yeah, John Fricke and Joe Patrick, no Harper LaBelle, but John Fricke and Joe Patrick, they're going to be at Northside at Markham, and they'll be with you from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Then, starting at 11, it is the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. They'll take you from 11 to 1, and then 102 specifically. They'll start at 1 o'clock, but 102 specifically, Dave Archer, West Durham, the voices of your Atlanta Falcons will bring you Falcons Aints live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Then Chris Goforth has halftime for you. Mike Johnson, Chris Goforth have the postgame show for you on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And after that, Rob Tribble at the Signia by Hilton will be on after the Atlanta Falcons pregame show. I mean, postgame show, I should say. Somewhere around 6 o'clock, he'll go from 6 to 7:30, lead you all the way up to Sunday night football, which you can hear on Sports Radio 929 The Game as well, courtesy of Westwood One. So that is the lay of the land. Let's talk about the game on Sunday. To me, the single most important thing, and we've been talking about it all week long, the single most important thing the Atlanta Falcons have to do is convert on third down. That's it. How do they do that? They have to be good on first down. They have to be good on second down. Now, hopefully, and this has actually been the case, and shout out to Mike Johnson. He gave a heck of a stat. I don't remember the stat exactly, but he gave a heck of a stat yesterday on the morning shift where I think it was like 35% of the time. It was either 29% or 35%. I think it was 35% of the time. The Falcons have not even let it get to third down. On 35% of their drives or 35% of their plays, something of that nature. Again, forgive me for not remembering this stat off the top of my head. But the Falcons basically have been the best team in the NFL when it comes to not letting it get to third down and getting first downs on first and second down. Now, if you can do that more times than not on Sunday, that would be ideal. But when you do get to third down, because you have to think this team is going to get to third down, you have to convert. And the best way to do that is be good on first down. Be good on second down. Don't have any penalties or limit the penalties, at least, because penalties are somewhat a part of the game. But be as clean as possible and be as good as you possibly can on first and second down to set up third and short, third and four, no longer than hopefully third and five. That's how you are good on third down, because a lot of the times the Falcons struggle on third down when it is obviously third and long, just like most teams. So to me, the single most important thing for the Falcons is to be good on third down, and you're good on third down by being good on first and second down. So to me, that's the single most important thing. As far as what else is going to be important is the defense. The defense is going to, in my opinion, have to get pressure on Derek Carr. They have to. You cannot let Derek Carr sit back there with a clean pocket. You got to make a move around. To me, you got to speed up his internal clock a little bit. Derek Carr has shown you that he can carve you up. He's shown that twice already. He's shown that two out of the three games that the Saints have had this season. Now, again, one was against the Panthers, yes. But still, he did it against a solid Cowboys defense. Absolutely carved him up. And we have seen it. Rashid Shaheed, you got to know where he's at on all, at all times. Because if not, he can burn you. Alvin Kamara, he didn't have a great game last week against the Eagles because they did a good job of shutting him down. And we'll talk about in just a minute what the Falcons may be taking away from that Eagles-Saints game and what they may be implementing and what something that we could possibly look out for as far as Sunday and what they could have possibly take away from that Eagles-Saints game and how the Eagles were a little bit successful, actually very successful, I shouldn't say a little bit, how they were very successful in shutting down the Saints offense. But you can't let Alvin Kamara go off. You can't let him get going running the football, because if you do, that's going to obviously set up play action, and that's going to set up some deep shots to Chris Olave and to Rashid Shaheed, and you don't want that. Now, this Falcons secondary has been very good, so I feel good about the Falcons being able to neutralize Rashid Shaheed, being able to neutralize Chris Olave. And I am worried about, though, the Falcons run defense. Falcons run defense, we talked about earlier, hasn't been great thus far. They've allowed, well, I think it's either at least 130, 140, somewhere around there. I think it's 125. I think they've allowed at least 125 yards each of the first three games. I think you allowed 125 in game one against the Steelers, 186 against the Eagles, and then you gave up 142 against the Kansas City Chiefs. So it hasn't been good as far as the run defense. Now, the defense has been really good, and they've still put you in positions to win and given the Falcons offense chances to win in each of the first three games. But the Falcons run defense has to be better. Has to be better. Falcons run defense has to be better, and they got to get Derek Carr on the ground, point blank, period. And really, as long as they just pressure Derek Carr, I just said they got to get him on the ground, but as long as, honestly, they pressure him, I think they'll be okay. But to be on the safe side, let's sack Derek Carr a little bit this Sunday, shall we? Because you want to put the Saints in obvious passing situations where you can let Matthew Judon, Lorenzo Carter, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, and this Falcons front really just pin their ears back and go against the Saints O-line and try to just really get after Derek Carr, because the Falcons haven't really been able to do that the first 3 weeks, if you think about it. You can't just relentlessly rush Justin Fields, or he's going to take off and run and make a big play with his legs. You can't just relentlessly rush Jalen Hurts, or he's going to get out of there with his legs and make a big play with his legs. And you can't really relentlessly rush Patrick Mahomes either, because he's either going to run out of the pocket, buy some time to throw deep down the field, or he's going to take off and run and make a big play and get a big gain with his legs. Derek Carr, you don't necessarily – he can move a little bit, but he can't hurt you the way that a Justin Fields, a Jalen Hurts, and really not even a Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion, can hurt you. So the Falcons can have a little bit more of a relentless pass rush against Derek Carr and the Saints this week, especially with the Saints' O-line being hurt. They're going to be missing Eric McCoy, and They're also going to, I think they might be missing one other. Let me pull it up real quick. And while I do that, I'll give you that stat that I was going to give you as far as what the Falcons could potentially take away from that Eagles-Saints game and implement into Sunday. One moment, please. All right, here we go. So the Saints, like I just told you, going to be missing Eric McCoy. He's sustained a groin injury. He had to get groin surgery, and he's expected to be sidelined for at least 6 weeks. So he's definitely going to be gone. Lucas Patrick, he's going to go from left guard to center. And then Shane Lemieux, he could also be a guy who they maybe look to. He was just added to the 53-man roster of the Saints from their practice squad. Obviously, we know we're going to be missing Drew Dahlman, so the offensive line play is going to be very, very interesting. Not sure yet on Kayla McGarry. If he's going to be able to give it a go, we will find out on Sunday probably whether or not he's going to be able to go. We might find out today depending on if he practices or not. I think he did not practice yesterday. Yeah, he didn't practice yesterday, Kalen McGarry. And offensive line play is going to be very, very important for both teams. Ryan Neusel going to have to step up for, obviously, the Falcons. And whether it's Lucas Patrick or Shane Lemieux for the Saints, they're going to have to step up whoever is at center for either one of them. So offensive line play going to be very important, but hopefully with a beat-up offensive line, an offensive line that is not whole for the Saints, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, and that Falcons front can eat against the Saints offensive line and get some pressure and hopefully sack Derek Carr and put them in some long down and distances. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, before we go to break, I did want to say this. The Eagles, last Sunday, when they took down the Saints and held their offense to, what was it, 12 points or something like that? The Eagles had six players on the line of scrimmage and one linebacker pursuing the ball carrier, and that limited the Saints to 89 rushing yards after New Orleans had gone for 180 yards on the ground in week one against the Carolina Panthers and 190 in week two against Dallas. So, six linemen, six players on the line of scrimmage, one linebacker pursuing the ball carrier. Something to watch out for on Sunday and see if the Falcons maybe take a little bit of that and implement it to their game plan. So definitely something to watch out for out on Sunday. All right, we got another big game because it's a big weekend. Falcons, Aints, Georgia, Alabama. And the Braves are obviously playing for their playoff lives, too. We'll talk about that in a bit as well. But next, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Georgia, Alabama. Big game for both teams. We'll talk about it and preview it next year on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday, a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday, a Falcons Friday. We're also 18 minutes away from talking about whatever you like. Yeah, you know it's grilling Dylan. And on a Falcons Friday, you know I need your Falcons ain't score prediction, especially during hate week. I know your Falcons score prediction, so we'll get to that in about now 17 minutes from now. But first and foremost, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Make sure you're being safe out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and, of course, my people listening in the bed right now as well. Georgia, Alabama, getting it going this Saturday, 7:30 prime time. And this is going to be a huge game for both teams. And before we get to, I'll let you hear a little bit of Kirby Smart. He was on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of that, but I do want to give you some numbers that could be very interesting as far as how this game ends up turning out. I think the number one matchup we can all agree on is Jalen Milroe and how this defense is, one, going to play Jalen Milroe, how they plan to stop Jalen Milroe. Milroe is going up against the number one passing defense in the country. Milroe has passed for 50 yards and 8 touchdowns without an interception for the Tide. Is the, oh, excuse me, I said 50. Wow, 590. I was about to say that didn't sound right when I said it. He's passed for 590 yards. I missed the 9 there, excuse me. Milroe has passed for 590 yards and 8 touchdowns without an interception for the Tide and is the third-rated passer in FBS. But He's going to face a defense with Malachi Starks. Hopefully Mykael Williams can be back. I think he's going to be kind of a game-time decision. But a defense led by Malachi Starks, especially a passing defense that is allowing just 91.3 yards a game through the air, and they haven't given up a passing touchdown. Milroe, also a threat to run. He's rushed for 6 touchdowns, and that's where I think he can really cause a problem for Georgia. Not necessarily what he can do with his arm. I think Georgia could be fine against that. However, if he's able to make plays with his legs, extend plays with his legs, get big gains with his legs, that is when I think things will open up for Milroe in the passing game. So can Georgia stop Jalen Milroe from rushing, having that play where he gets out of the pocket and rushes for 20 yards and a first down? Can Georgia stop the play where Jalen Milroe extends the play with his legs and then hits Ryan Williams down the field for a 50-yard, 40-yard, however long game? If they can stop that, then I think they'll be fine overall if they can keep him honest and keep him in the pocket and turn him into more of a pocket passer. Not saying that Milroe can't be a pocket passer, because he can, and he's got a beautiful deep ball. However, he is more explosive when he's making throws on the run, when he's outside of the pocket, and obviously when he's using his legs as well. So that, to me, is the number one thing that's going to be most important to watch as far as this Georgia-Alabama game goes. The other thing I want you to look out for as far as tomorrow goes is we mentioned Ryan Williams, the 17-year-old freshman for Alabama. He has already emerged as one of the SEC's best receivers, quite honestly. He hasn't faced a defense nearly this good. He hasn't faced the corners like Georgia's going to be throwing at him. Still impressive numbers, though. So far, obviously, 10 catches, 285 yards, 4 touchdowns on the season in his first 3 collegiate games. He's led the teams in receptions and yards in all 3 games thus far. So, again, you got to know where he is at, but he hasn't faced a challenge quite like this. So I wonder if going up against Georgia, it's going to be a little bit of a reality check for him, quite honestly, and they'll be able to shock him a little bit. And he's like, oh, okay, this is the SEC right here. This is what we're getting into. So, I think Georgia being able to neutralize Ryan Williams will be huge as far as going to stop Jalen Milroe, too, because obviously he's been in Milroe's favorite target thus far. And if that Georgia secondary can limit Ryan Williams, I think that obviously bodes well for Georgia. Just some numbers for you real quick, too. Kirby Smart, he hasn't had the best success. Now, he did win a national championship going up against Nick Saban in Alabama. Obviously, this is going to be Kalen DeBoer's first SEC game in his coaching career, so it's a little bit different. But Georgia coach Kirby Smart, he is just 1-5 against Alabama. The Bulldogs lost their only other trip to Alabama under Coach Smart back on October 17th of 2020. So he's looking to get his first win in Alabama as Georgia's head coach. The Georgia Bulldogs are the only FBS team that has not allowed a touchdown this season. I hope that doesn't change on Saturday. Hopefully that doesn't change tomorrow, but I have a feeling Alabama probably is good for at least one touchdown against Georgia, but I don't think that's obviously that big of a deal as long as Georgia finds a way to win the game. Alabama, they're looking to keep a very prestigious home record in this one, 15-1 in SEC home openers, which is what this is going to be for them on Saturday, a home opener in the SEC. They're 15-1 in SEC home openers since 2007, with the lone loss coming to just Mississippi over 9 years ago. Obviously, we know about Georgia's offensive line and Tate Ratledge going to be out, and defensive lineman Mykael Williams is questionable. I think, again, he's going to be more of a game-time decision, but the other big thing, I think, like I said, the number one thing for Georgia is going to be, how do they stop Jalen Milroe? How do they contain him? How do they stop him from extending plays? How do they stop him from being explosive and making explosive plays with his legs? I think that's the number one thing. Second biggest thing, Georgia's offensive line without Tate Ratledge protecting Carson Beck. That, to me, is the second most important thing. You could argue it's number one, but it might be 1A, 1B, but it's important nonetheless because Tate Ratledge being the focal point of this offensive line, him being out, that is now. The one good thing is that they've had a little time to prepare without Tate Ratledge now. I think they really have had all week because he went out during the game, I think last week, if I remember correctly. But still, not having Tate Ratledge in a game situation, especially in a big game like this against Alabama, is going to be huge, huge for Georgia. And if they are able to overcome that and still protect Carson Beck, well, now, Carson Beck, and this kind of adds on to not having Tate Ratledge. Carson Beck, he might have to be using his legs a little bit more, not to maybe just take off and run, but to at least extend the play and buy himself some more time to be able to make throws downfield without having Tate Ratledge if there is extra pressure coming up from the interior. Carson Beck's ability to be mobile and use his legs might be more important than ever this week. So that's definitely something to look out for, offensive line play and how much Carson Beck is having to move around in the pocket, and if he can get himself into a rhythm, and if the offensive line can help him get into a rhythm as far as the passing game goes. But Carson Beck, 16-1 as the UGA starting quarterback, 6-1 against top 20 teams, and guess what? Alabama is the only team to beat him, but Beck has thrown for 1,971 yards, 15 touchdowns, and just 2 interceptions in those ranked matchups. So he was fairly good in the SEC championship game last year. And again, I think Georgia offensively will be able to do enough. I just hope the Georgia defense, and I think they'll show up, but I just hope the Georgia defense can find a way to stop Jalen Milroe from, again, making those big plays and extending plays with his legs and being able to get outside the pocket and cause damage. So to me, those are definitely the two biggest things, but should be a very fun matchup and should be an exciting, exciting game. I hope Georgia is going to get the win. I think Georgia's going to get the win. Right now, they're favored by a singular point. One singular point Georgia's favored by. And the over-under is a 50.5 if you are a gambling person. So that is what is going down on Saturday. Georgia, Alabama, 7:30 out there in Tuscaloosa. And it should be quite the matchup. But when we come back here about 5-6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, you know what time it is. We do it every Friday. And on a Falcons Friday, when we do Grill and Dylan, we can also talk about whatever you like. But I do need a Falcons score prediction from you. So 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But also need that Falcons score prediction. Falcons Aints, what do you think is going to happen? What's your score prediction? Want to hear it all next? Call me up right now, 404-726-0929. Taking your calls on the Falcons and the Saints and whatever else you want to talk about. Movies, music, life, sports. We'll do it all next. Grill and Dylan, call me up, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back on the Hometown Take on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday, a Falcons Friday, and also a Grillin' Dylan Friday. We're just a couple of minutes away from that. Shout out to all my overnight truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Make sure if you are on the road traveling, on the way to work or out there working in the truck, make sure you are being safe out there in all parts of Georgia. Or if you're listening on the app and you're in another state, make sure you download the free Odyssey app, by the way. But if you're out there in another state like Florida or somewhere that has been affected or is being affected by Hurricane Helene, make sure you're being safe out there. Please, if you are on the roads, otherwise, get indoors and be safe if you are able to do so. But shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. All my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my Amazon workers out there as well, too. Shout out to Skip for letting me know that I need to include them, because I do. They're important as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my 613 drivers, all my front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, quick thing on the Atlanta Braves. Want to give you an update, let you know what's happening with them. If you have not heard, Max Fried is getting the start tonight against the Kansas City Royals. And they are saving Chris Sale for an elimination game. So once the Braves get into a situation where they have to win the game or they are eliminated from postseason contention, that is when Chris Sale is going to pitch. So Max Fried is going to pitch tonight. At some point, Reynaldo Lopez is going to be able to pitch. And then when they, again, are faced with elimination, whether that's Monday game one against the Mets or Monday game two against the Mets, the Braves are going to then put Chris Sale on the mound. Again, should be the Cy Young winner. He's been one of the best, if not the best pitcher in baseball all season long. They're going to go with him, and they're going to go with the vet who can afford to get a couple of days off, take care of his body, knows how to take care of his body, knows how to have his body ready for when he's called upon. They're going to have him go out there. And Mark Bowman, he's the Braves beat writer and longtime Braves beat writer for MLB.com. He put out a very good point on Twitter. He said this: Chris Sale, he said whatever I told you, and then he made a good point. He said, Chris Sale will start whenever the Braves are facing elimination. Fried is going Friday because he's more of a creature of habit who doesn't like too many extra days of rest. So that's why they don't want to push him back too far. He's more of a creature of habit. And Reynaldo Lopez will be the wild card who could be used at any point between Saturday and Monday. He also said the Braves are literally going day-to-day based on their results and those of the D-backs and Mets, so we won't know Saturday starter until Friday's games are complete. Again, it is a tough situation, but with Fried, Sale, Lopez, Schwellenbach, and Morton, the Braves have good options. And again, that if there was any time to have this happen, it's now when the Braves have a very good starting rotation. And obviously, you know, wish it'd be even better with Spencer Strider in there, but still, you feel very confident with Schwellenbach, who won't be available till Monday, by the way, because he just pitched that first game against the Mets. So he won't be available until Monday. But with Schwellenbach available Monday, you got Fried going tonight, and then in between, you'll have Reynaldo Lopez and maybe a Chris Sale in there. You feel good about what the Braves hopefully will be able to do, and hopefully they can make a playoff push starting tonight against the Kansas City Royals, which these games are just important, and the Royals aren't going to be rolling over because they're playing for playoff seeding as well. So going to be tough matchups, but hopefully the Braves can get it done. All right, with all that being said, let's go ahead and get to it. You know what time it is. It's time for Grill and Dylan. .404-726-0929 is the number. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Let's head out to the streets and let's talk to my guy LeBron. LeBron, what's going on, man? How you feeling, brother?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, bro.
Yes, sir.
Life is good, man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it, man. I feel it.
You know, and prayers out to all those ones who done got caught up in the hurricane, man.
Yes.
We wish them, you know, safe and say our prayers for them, and you know, hope everything is all good, man.
Yes.
But with that said, though, you know, at the end of the day, man, let me tell you, don't nobody hate the Saints worse than I do, man.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk, LeBron.
Hey, look, Dylan, it's funny that a hurricane is in Atlanta this time, so when we play them, maybe the tide will change.
Maybe we're going to be the ones to block the punt this time, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So that's how I'm looking at it, though, bro.
Yeah.
But check this, man. I know, like I always say, you know, you got the greatest morning show in the world, man.
Appreciate that.
You know, in that same little time, so I can't get at you like I want to. But I wanted to say one thing, too, man. That Kansas City game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had another opportunity where I think that was Mr. Was that Bates who had a tip ball go off his fingers?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And missed it.
Yeah.
Man, we got to take advantage of them opportunities, man, when you playing.
Facts.
Like Kansas City and other teams that play off bow, you know.
Yep. You got to take it. You got to capitalize on their mistakes.
You know, I mean, opportunities like that, you got to take advantage of. And I know you can't catch everything. But at the end of the day, man, the Falcons kind of remind me of the old Falcons. Like you said, we three and out. Defense.
Yeah.
Three and out. Defense.
Mm, yeah.
So then when we come down to the end of the game,
that defense tired.
Defense to save the day again.
Yeah.
But there are games where offense got to put the game away, man.
Right.
They got to put the nail in the coffin. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. So and even with Andy Reid, I don't know if you remember, but when Andy left Philly, we had a golden opportunity to get Andy for our coach. But we were chasing Bill Parcells at that time. You know, I'm like, whoa, how we let Andy Reid? Well, in
right.
Always,
how we let the big red go?
and just imagine, and I'm just kind of hypothetically speaking, if there came Andy Reid, then that might have came on my home.
Yeah, yeah, right. You never know.
what they are now, you know?
Right, right. Exactly, yeah. Man. So.
And then another thing, too, man, I mean, I get, like, Rice just ran through our defense like a hot knife on butter, bro.
He did, man. Rice. Rice hurt us last week. He hurt us.
Yeah. So, I mean, New Orleans receivers, man, they are
legit. Shahid and Olave can do the same thing. Shahid, if we, you know, we can't let that happen with Raheem Shahid and Olave because they can do, they capable of the same things, man.
Right, man. You know, as bad as I hate them, I got to give them props on that receiver core, boy. Yeah. They're going to be up to the whole task to handle, you know what I'm saying?
It is. Secondary going to have to get it together.
Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you another thing that be killing me, Dylan. It's funny how when we run that, they call it a screenplay, it's called against us. But damn, if everybody they running it against us, bro.
Right.
It's all good when they run it. You know
I feel you, man.
Where the football just is at, man. Come on, let us get some of them.
I feel
plays and leave us alone. But I'm going to tell you another thing, too, on that is if you're on the goal, instead of trying to chase that receiver all the way across the field, the man that's sitting on the outside, all you got to do is sit there and wait on him. He's coming to you.
That's right.
You know, and maybe that can turn into a big play for us if we decide to use it at the right time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, with that said, too, man, them Bulldogs, I don't know, but that winner, Merrill, he going to be a problem.
He definitely be a big problem, man. Hey, LeBron, we got a jet, man, so I appreciate the phone call. I want to make sure I get my boy Chief in here before we got a completely jet and hand things off to the morning shift. So let's go ahead and go right into my guy, Chief. Chief, what's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? I'll tell you what, Chief.
Yes, Chief.
I like the Falcons to win 30-23. I'm trying to give you a quick weather report. You know,
give it to me.
Quick weather report, because I'm the official weatherman for the 92.9. And
that's right.
I can tell you right now, Chief, it's raining, it's dark, and got a little wind. All right? It's raining, dark, and a little wind. And, hey, everybody be safe out there, and I'll talk to you later, Chief.
All right, Chief, I appreciate that, man. Shout out to Chief, man. Quick, easy, and to the point with it, Chief, man. But LeBron, he gave a good little synopsis on it, too. He was making some good points as well. So appreciate you, LeBron, as always, brother. Appreciate you, Chief. And we're going to go ahead and hand things off to the morning shift. Appreciate y'all as always. We'll wrap things up on a great week on Hometown Take and see what Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up on a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.